Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for hanging around with us today. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. And our website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which comes every week by email, which, by the way, we're now celebrating in addition to our sixth year on the air, our fourth year of our weekly newsletter. We just published our 209th consecutive weekly issue, and so check that out. It's free. It comes every week, and you can subscribe right there at the website, jbsba.com. And this week's article is all about branding. And branding, the title is called Branding and the Q Factor. So check that out when you get a chance. Judy Smolsky is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. You haven't met her yet. She's a friend of mine and one of my partners. She's Vice President of Marketing for IBM Small Business and Small and Medium Businesses. And as I said, IBM, as you know, folks, has been my partner now coming up on 3 years and about to go into our fourth year. And Judy Smolsky, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. Great to be here, and happy anniversary.
Thank you. I appreciate you being here to help me celebrate, to help us celebrate this milestone. And I will tell you, Judy, we couldn't have done it without IBM, and I want to thank you so much for your partnership.
Well, you're absolutely welcome. I think you play a critical role to help small businesses understand better the trends in the market, how companies like IBM can help provide technology to grow their businesses. So we appreciate you as well.
Thanks. Judy, you guys do quite a bit of work. You do a lot of research and a lot of study on how to serve the small business community. And I'd like for you to talk to us a little bit this morning about what you've learned about small and medium businesses. And because, as you know, small businesses, and one of the reasons why folks were including the medium business in here is because, you know, you don't start out as a medium business typically, do you, Judy? You start out small, and you emerge into a medium business, and then one day become a big business, perhaps, maybe not. But what have you guys learned in the last, say, couple of years or so about serving small business?
Well, this is obviously a market that IBM has focused on for many years, but it's increasingly true that the demands of the marketplace are so fragmented in small business. Millions of individual entrepreneurs, some wanting to grow, some just wanting to maintain their business and be profitable, some wanting to make sure that they become more productive with their employees, but all wanting to serve their customers. So given the broad requirements of this marketplace, we've really focused on how can we harness the technology that has really been developed for large enterprise and make it affordable, make it practical, make it implementable, if you will, easily implemented so that small businesses can also take advantage of, you know, wireless technology, the internet, all of the new software capability and hosted capability, so that instead of having to have complex, expensive IT staff, now there's just a lot of solutions available to small business that on a monthly basis they can afford that will help give them true value, either for growing their business or helping their customers be more supported, helping their employees be more productive, Jim.
Judy, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like for you to listen as Judy talks about serving her customers, serving IBM customers, and finding out what they need and delivering what they need. I really hope that you'll do something that I've been encouraging you to do for a long time. Let's learn from these big companies. There are so many things that we can learn from the way they deal with their customers, the way they penetrate the market, the way they market to their customers. So as you hear Judy talking about these things today, think about your business. Imagine yourself thinking and saying the things that Judy is saying. And Judy, you mentioned the technology. One of the things that I've been encouraging small business owners to do is to really focus on leveraging technology, because it is the only way, it is the best way that we've ever had, small business has ever had, of leveling the playing field. And you mentioned the ASPs, the application service providers. We're going to take a quick break in just a few seconds, and when we come back, I want you to talk to us about some of those things that are available, because, folks, this is one of the most exciting components of the Internet, one of the most exciting types of resources that you can find out there that really helps to level the playing field for us. 20 Tales, stay with us. We'll be right back. Back, 17 Till, celebrating 6 years on the air. Judy Smolsky is our guest. Judy is Vice President of Marketing for IBM Small to Medium Businesses, and we're talking about, primarily, we're focusing on e-business and the Internet and using technology to leverage your business. And you know, Judy, one of the things that I tell small business owners to do as they're thinking about operating and growing their businesses, I encourage them to ask this question. Does this task have to be done by a human? And if the answer is no, it doesn't have to be done by a human, I encourage them to find technology that will allow them to do that, because that's the way that's the way of the future. And if they answer that question, no, it doesn't have to be done by a human, it can be done by technology, then I say this: ask if it has to be done with our technology. And meaning, could we borrow or rent or lease or whatever somebody else's technology, somebody who's already created the technology power, which could quite likely be something called an application service provider?
Absolutely, Jim. In fact, your listeners have probably become familiar over the last year or so, the vision that IBM is communicating to the market, companies of all sizes. And that is that we need to help all businesses become on demand.
Mm-hmm.
And all that really means is helping each business understand the requirements their customers have, their suppliers have, their employees have, that technology can enable. So let me give you a couple of examples. First of all, if you were mentioning how a small business can compete with larger businesses,
mm-hmm.
Well, that might be by putting their retail business on the web. Lots of examples how small businesses have become literally international suppliers based on their e-commerce capability on the web. Another good example is, instead of having to pull in a server and software and an IT staff to run it, now through application service provider applications, what we call e-business hosting, you can get a customer relationship marketing application, for example, from Siebel.
Mm-hmm.
Siebel may not be known for their robust applications to large enterprise, but now they have a very cost-effective, per-seat priced application that IBM runs for them and the small business that can enable a small business to take advantage of something that previously was just unaffordable.
Well, one of the things that IBM has done a good job of that I've observed over the last few years, folks, they've been doing more and more of this, has been bringing in partners, partnering with companies like the ones that Judy's been mentioning to provide these services, to form alliances, to provide extra power, to provide applications online for small and medium businesses. And I think that's a lesson that we can take from a company like IBM on partnering with other people, but also finding out about how you guys, companies like IBM, have aggregated this power and then broken it up into incremental applications that we can buy and bite-sized units as well as affordable pricing.
Absolutely. This way you can absolutely share the cost of these kinds of applications if you're a service provider, because IBM's hosting facilities can be open to many, many, many partners. But then the benefit to the business is that we can now offer these services on a cost per seat basis.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to start small because you only have 5 employees, but then you really have a desire to grow, then your cost will scale as your business scales and not before.
Right. And the power that we're talking about, folks, on the ASPs that are out there, and they're all over the place, from marketing to accounting to internet marketing, email marketing, to conducting surveys. There are thousands, I guess, of ASPs that are available out there. These are all available at a price that will surprise you, and they have the kind of power, Judy, that say 10 years ago a company like IBM or AT&T or some of the big companies would have spent themselves millions of dollars to have had that capability available to them. Small business owners can now get it for under $100 maybe.
You know, Jim, it's amazing how technology has become more and more cost competitive for your size listeners.
Yeah.
The cost of technology has come down dramatically, but as you say, so has the way we package technology, mm-hmm. so that it makes it really accessible.
Judy, the website is ibm.com/business center, right?
Correct.
That's
and
where
it's
you can go to find the small
and medium.
Just
one click off of ibm.com, left navigation bar says small and medium business. And I would encourage all of your listeners to really utilize it more as a resource center
mm-hmm.
for learning more about how technology can be directly applicable to their businesses, what other businesses in their industry of their same size, right down the street potentially. What have other people like themselves done to take advantage of this technology so that they can do the same to stay competitive in this marketplace?
Right, absolutely. And there are a number of educational resources there on the website too, folks, that I encourage you to check out. This is all free. There's some on-demand educational resources. There's an Ask the Expert section there, and as I say, that's all free. Just compliments of IBM. We're going to take a quick break. It's 10 till. We'll be right back with Judy Smolsky right after these messages. I'm going to get Judy to talk to us about the power and the future of wireless right after these messages. Stay with us. Back at 7 till, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Judy Smolsky is our guest, helping us celebrate 6 years of broadcasting to you and talking to you about some things that are important in your small business. Judy's Vice President for Marketing at IBM, with a small and medium business division. Judy, before we get into wireless, I always like to save small business owners money whenever I can. And we can't move on without talking about a program that you guys have launched fairly recently that I want you to tell us a little bit about. It's the Express program.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jim. In June, IBM took a very strong position in the marketplace that we needed to have an Express series of offerings that were specifically developed, designed, and delivered targeted for the small and medium business needs. Now you can say, well, what does that mean? That means that we have the functionality of hardware, software, services at price points that are easy to implement for this target market. And it's not something that was a large enterprise offering that has now been simplified. They literally were developed from the ground up to meet the needs of small and medium businesses. So this has been very well accepted in the marketplace, and I really encourage your listeners to look for the Express name attached with some of our offerings, because they will then have confidence that was developed especially for them.
Well, and also, Judy, there's some pricing discounts there too, aren't there?
Oh, absolutely.
Along with it.
The pricing is absolutely targeted to being affordable for small business, and that's true from PCs and, you know, desktops and mobile devices, all the way through our Linux-based servers, through our software offerings, through our services. So this is something that makes it, again, easy to acquire and get the return on investment, which in a tight economy is still critically important. Nobody
right.
wants to spend more money than they need to these days.
And also, folks, I want to remind you that the new tax law, it really, really encourages you to buy capital equipment, because you can write off, if you're profitable, you can write off up to $100,000 this year in capital items like technology, like furniture, and things like that. So I'd like to encourage you to do a little tax planning and make sure that you take advantage of that if it fits your financial picture.
Yeah, Jim, literally every small business can benefit from this technology.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, as we talk about wireless, you know, I think that everybody would recognize that wireless technology, cell phones, et cetera, are pervasive in our society today. And everybody can relate to how they use their cell technology to benefit communications. What we haven't seen yet is as many people using handheld devices to really make their businesses more productive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it's being able to download manuals when a repair person is at a site so that he can fix it faster and easier for the customer. You know, it's really unlimited how wireless technology can now help small businesses be more productive.
The truth is, though, the technology is there, isn't it? In so many of these cases, the challenge that we have right now is the culture, to some degree, isn't it?
Yeah, changing the way we do things, understanding what's available so that we can take advantage of it. You know, I really encourage, as you said, use our website as a resource center. Obviously, you can go there and buy products and services, but we also have developed it to help businesses learn what other companies their size are doing with this technology so that they can take advantage of it.
Judy, I remember the funny stories I tell on myself is the first time I ever had a portable phone at home. For the first day and a half, I stood within 6 feet of the base, because I had never had a portable phone before, and I was still tethered in my mind. I was still tethered to that.
Sure, absolutely.
To that base. And so I remember not walking very far away from it, and all of a sudden I realized, well, you big dummy, you don't have to do this. And so we have the same kind of cultural issues in our own businesses, with regard to how we've been doing things. And so I really encourage people to take the blinders off and look at some of the opportunities that not only make things easier, but achieve efficiencies, financial operating efficiencies.
Whether it's virtual tours over the web, whether it's touching your customers, as you said, weekly through email, whether it's, you know, there are just so many examples of how small businesses, entrepreneurs, because that's the way they think culturally,
mm-hmm.
these are where we see the breakthroughs in new technology. So, you know, you mentioned your newsletter. I'd also like to make sure that when folks
right.
go to our business center, ibm.com/business center, look on the left-hand side. All you need to do is click on e-newsletter, and you'll get our monthly newsletter that will help keep abreast of what we see in the trends in the marketplace.
Judy Smolsky, thank you for being here. Thank you so much for helping us celebrate 6 years, and thank you for your partnership.
Jim, thanks for your leadership. Happy
thanks.
Anniversary.
Thank you, ma'am. Judy Smolsky, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.